Sassy Sunday. We are here with our favorite guest host, Jen Lilly, is here with a full recap of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives, coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Why, hello, all you Dish and Days fans. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days, where we give you a full dish of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives. I'm your host, Tony Moore, and I am joined by a few familiar gals. We have first up to our far, 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 far left.
Far left.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Michael Mattis.
And, of course, we have our favorite. She is holding the record still for most appearances on Dish and Days. Give it up for Jen Lilly.
Thanks for having me back, guys.
Thank you for always coming back. When I feel like I remember, like, when you came, when you were coming back as Teresa and it was announced, you sent me a text and you were just like, I'm coming on your show. And I was like,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No question about it.
No question about it.
No, no. Actually, you can
no
come.
No question, no approvals.
You can come when you're not on the show. Just come anyway.
Just show up.
Hey, guys. So what is going on right this week? I brought cookies. Let's do this.
And thank you guys for tuning in live. If you haven't already, make sure you like us and follow us on all social media platforms. We are Dish and Days on Facebook and Instagram and _ Dish and Days on Twitter. The @ is implied. Also, make sure you check out our other soap recaps coming up after this. We have The Restless Rap and also General Hospital. So if you are a fan of those, make sure you check those out right after us. Happening today, so check it out next week. Thank you, Steve. Y'all make some noise for Steve in the booth there, always keeping everything right for me. Appreciate you, Steve. Also, make sure you go to iTunes and like, comment, give us 5 stars, and let them know how much you love Dishing Days with us. All right, so how do we feel about this week's episodes of Days?
It's a solid week. Like, yeah. She was saying, there's a lot being crammed into one week now.
It's an info week.
Seriously. I was like, whoa, Ron Carlovati is in the house and killing it.
Yeah.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate the shirtlessness of Xander, a.k.a. Paul Telfer? I just, him just running around, taking
it is hard to concentrate on his scenes when he's shirtless because I just stare, I go right to his chest and I'm just like
I don't know if they have,
like the blood goes elsewhere, not to the brain.
You actually have the clip, but if you notice in the scene, I'm like,
just trying not to pay attention.
Because it was the only way I could say my lines. Otherwise, I was going to be like, giggle, And Teresa's not in a giggly mood.
No.
But she's like, so put a shirt on, would you?
Not at all.
And we're like, no, keep it off.
When evil returns, please, without a shirt.
I think on Instagram, Paul put up about how many times he's been shirtless, and he was like, I don't know if anyone's noticed, and I was like, we know. Yeah,
I mean, it's almost like a hashtag Me Too situation. Like, I feel like he's been a victim.
All right, so let's just dive right into it. We have a lot to talk about, especially a lot to talk about with Jen Lilly. So it's now time to start Dishin' Days. Will you do us the honor, Jen Lilly, of
do the
turning
flip,
our
flip
hourglass here?
Flip.
You're being on the side.
There we go. Set it and forget it. All right, so first up, we have to talk about Sierra.
What's up?
Trip.
No, you're good. I'm just thought I was playing footsie with you, but that's fine.
Jen Lilly, what kind of show do you think we're running here?
Okay.
So let's talk about Sierra, Trip, and Claire.
Yes.
How are we feeling about...
Like you were saying before the show, why is Sierra... Understandably, she went through a traumatic situation.
She did.
Why isn't she trusting Trip with that information?
Right, because
why doesn't she trust him enough yet to like open up to him and be like, I'm acting this way
because
what happened to me? Because
I feel like it's not a secret in Salem as far as what happened to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think that's a really intimate thing to talk about with somebody, and I don't care how intimate you are in a relationship. You know, things like that sometimes come out after you get married to somebody. Like that's some pretty traumatic thing that she's been through.
Yeah,
I mean, rape is no joke.
It is not.
So, I mean, I feel like as a girl, it's understandable that she maybe hasn't not necessarily right, but...
But you can see why. You
yeah,
understand
I can,
why.
I can see why. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Listen, it is a very...
How is he supposed to react? What if he rejects her more? You know?
So she's insecure about it, too.
Yeah, she's got to be insecure about it. I mean, I don't know. I don't play her character. But I would think that you'd be pretty...
But I feel like Tripp would be understanding enough to understand what she went through and go, oh, my God, now this all makes sense.
Why
rather
are you pulling
than,
away?
Yeah, right now he's trying to figure out, why are you acting this way? Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
What's triggering this? You know what I mean? Like, right now he's in a state of confusion. And we're all sitting here like, well, girl, just like...
I know.
Just tell him. Or as Hope suggested, talk to Marlena.
Yes, that is
then,
more accurate.
And then, like, you know, work your way through it so that then maybe you can open up with him. Or at least just let him know, like, it's not you.
Right.
It's just...
Yeah, for sure.
You know, something that... happened and I'm just not ready to talk about.
Right. Yes,
yet.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
give him something rather than I'm going to be very busy with the new Bella magazine.
Like, just brushing them off.
And, you know, I don't have time for this, you know?
But I also think that's realistic to what people do in the aftermath of things.
Oh, I'm not.
And that's good soap because we're talking about it.
It is. Listen, I'm not that girl. I'm one of those people that's like, listen, this is what it is and this is how it's going to be. And that is that. But now...
Now, the other one's back.
So the Claire? Other one is back.
The other one. Is that what we call Claire in your audition days?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
We're not big character-wise.
Okay.
Not very big fans of Claire.
Why? Because she's whiny?
Well, Claire
well,
is
and
the,
she was going through on Friday. She was like, I'm a bad daughter. I'm a bad this. And I was like,
Claire is the definition
like
of a millennial.
Her actions sometimes... Okay,
yes.
Good job.
The definition of a millennial. Yeah.
She is the stereotype, the negative stereotype.
Yeah, whereas, like, it's all about followers, it's all about winning, it's all, you know
lighting.
What I mean? Yeah, all
filters.
Of that. Selfies,
that's
all
true.
Of that.
That's true.
I feel bad that she flew
all the way to Johannesburg?
Yeah.
Is that where he is?
Okay, to get dumped.
Y'all know that's just Studio 4.
She walked all the way over to the studio to get dumped. But I feel bad. Like I feel like Theo would have told her before she got there.
You know, part of me feels sorry for her, but the other part of me is like, you know, nope, you made your bed, now you're having to lie in it. Yeah, too bad you had to fly across the world, but
you must love Victor Kiriakis.
Victor is like me as... Like, not even an old
Chloe
man.
Made
like,
her
like
bed.
2 years,
okay.
like 2 years from now, I'm going to be Victor. Like, I'm already starting to get there.
Got it.
Like, sitting in my chair, just.
All right.
How do we feel about the kiss that happened between Tripp and Claire?
Ooh.
Michael is not a fan. Clearly,
no.
I feel like it was too soon.
Yes, I feel like
it was too soon. It was too soon.
A little bit.
Like I feel like the hurt wasn't there enough to then go with someone else. But it's weird because then you think, well, what about Sammy and Rafe? Because when Rafe and Hope broke up and they were going through all that and Sammy was going through all, you know, they like got together very quickly.
Okay, but question, were Sierra and Tripp ever as serious Sammy and Rafe?
Can we even, like, qualify that question? Because they are not Sammy and Rafe,
no.
And they are
like,
not,
they don't have
like,
that kind of a...
They don't have that history.
Yeah.
Please, let's not put them on the same level as Sammy Brady.
Okay.
Thank you. That's my cousin.
Safe. Okay.
Hashtag safe.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. But, you know, but your mind goes to that for a second, like, can you justify? But but like, you know, they were building the chemistry with each other, and it kind of had been there. They'd been friends, and then they were kind of taking the next step, and then, you know, and then, like, he doesn't know what's going on. Claire just got broken up with by Theo, and they're all in this question mark kind of phase.
Claire,
and
like,
then,
and again, this is, you know, Claire should know better. Like,
yes, she
even,
should.
Even though,
she
even,
should.
However,
again,
she is that negative millennial who has instant gratification, and I feel like that played into the circumstance.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to kiss you right now.
Right.
Instant gratification.
But then again...
Hashtag.
But I feel like she...
What should our hashtag be?
Hashtag Sassy Sunday. That's what we are today.
Oh,
I feel like she always underliningly liked Tripp.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I feel like maybe that's where it all kind of came in, because they're I don't know. There was maybe like a slight connection with them, and then they were both like, I'm going to go with Sierra, I'm going to go with Theo, and then maybe this is kind of balling over. I'm not trying to make an excuse for the kiss. We're just trying to figure out, where is this going?
Where is this going?
Instant gratification.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Millennial.
Yeah. Bad choices. So.
Yeah.
Bad choice. Hashtag choices.
Hashtag choices. All right, well, you know, that's that hashtag triangle.
Send in your hashtag suggestions.
Yes, if you are in the chat, send us your hashtag suggestions for this lovely triangle that's happening, or just a hashtag.
Hashtag needy is one.
There
needy.
You go. A hashtag to describe what's happening.
Hashtag where's my followers. That's what Sierra should be. Hashtag,
that's a good
where
one.
Where are my followers?
While those are coming in, let's move on to Abigail, Chad, and is there another one?
Hashtag needy Claire.
No, I'm
needy
just Claire. Laughing at Trip did vote for her.
Trip did.
Period. Yeah.
Trip did vote for her out of pity. Yeah. That was a pity vote.
It was a pity vote.
Yeah.
It was a hashtag pity kiss, though, maybe, too.
Hashtag I'm vomiting.
Oh, my God. Side note, can I just let you know that my first kiss ever was a pity kiss?
Aww.
It was. Because I had told him that, like, I had never been kissed before. Uh-huh. And then that's when the kiss happened. And I told him the next day, I was like, that was a pity kiss.
How so you never you? Kissed a girl first?
It was on a dare, so I never counted it.
Okay.
Yeah. I never that's counted so that.
I've only drunkenly kissed a girl.
Yeah, no. What?
And it was sloppy.
I had
and
never I told, kissed I'd a girl.
Never tell a girl she's a sloppy so, kisser.
I have never. No, thank you.
Hashtag
I
black.
Never will.
Nor will.
Thank you. Straight as an arrow. Meredith Scotland, when she first met me, she was like, can I just say you were the straightest person I've ever met? Thank you.
Hashtag thank you.
Yeah, like, thank you, I think.
All right, so let's keep this day train moving on to Abigail, Chad, and Laura.
Yes.
So,
the first thing I noticed about Laura when she came was the glasses. And I was like, I don't remember Laura Horton ever wearing those kinds of glasses.
Time
before.
Has passed. Maybe she needs glasses. So,
this is true.
But they put her in those glasses so that she could make a comment, so that Abigail could make the comment about, like, oh, when I was Dr. Laura, I would wear those glasses.
I wear those glasses, yeah.
But I don't remember, like, historically in the show, the character of Laura ever wearing glasses like that.
I don't think she did either, yeah, but I think.
I understand why they brought it in now.
Yeah. Now they did. But it was great to see.
And so it ended, like, they were only on, I think, one episode this week, right? That storyline?
Yeah.
It ended with she's going to Boston with Laura?
For 2 weeks.
Okay.
For a couple of weeks to
and
get...
And Chad's staying here.
Yeah.
Or in Salem.
Yeah.
I think I'm in Salem.
Yeah. Well, you're not the only one. Yeah. So she's gonna go get treatment.
Right.
But she... It started off with her just, like, really wanting to, you know, go and celebrate Gabby and be around Gabby, but she felt like she couldn't because of what happened and blah, 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 and all that. But I was just happy that they brought Laura back for an episode. And this
Jamie Lynn Bauer.
This Amazing. Goes back to what Mark was saying, is that when things do happen in Salem, they should bring characters back at least for, like, that
And they bring appropriate
episode.
Characters in. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like what happened? When there was something where someone was like, why wasn't Chelsea there?
Or, where are my parents?
Yeah.
Hey, honey, heard it's, you were human trafficked for a year
exactly.
and a half.
So it's just kind of like,
glad you're okay.
I'm sure they texted.
Yeah. Everything is done by a phone call or a text.
Were you ever working on that ISA court?
No.
Case?
He's in Palm Springs with Tammy. Tammy's our other co-host. Hey, Tammy. Shout out
Hi,
to
Tammy.
Her.
Hi, Tammy. She's not watching.
She probably is. She's by the pool watching.
Okay, so wait. Back to that. Laura
but that's,
and Abigail.
But
Chad,
that's pretty much it.
Boston.
It's like, you know, Laura's there to get Abigail and, you know, give her treatment. And basically, she's going to get off for everything that she had done. And you know.
But I just don't understand. They're saying the treatment's going to take 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. That's some pretty fast integration.
That's a fast,
yeah.
Is it integration? Integration.
Yeah, for the personalities to reintegrate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
They should be motivational speakers and tour. You can set a lot of people free with that two-week program.
Right. All right.
Anyway.
Well, there's that.
There's
now
that.
Let's get into...
We also got a little bit of the I don't remember who he was having a conversation with, Chad, and how he feels about, oh, it was with, was it with Kate? It was with Kate, when she brought up, when she brought up Abigail sleeping with, Stefan. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, he's still a bit torn about it, even though he knows it wasn't Abigail doing it, but experiencing that, he's still a little bit torn.
Yeah.
So...
But then somebody brought up the fact that, like, maybe it was subconsciously her way of getting back at him for sleeping with Gabby.
Exactly. Yeah, that was brought up, too.
That's way too far in the past. Like, that, like, oh, so now you're gonna get revenge now?
I mean, in her subconscious mind.
In her subconscious, yeah. It was something that, like, they were saying, it was something that Abigail kind of suppressed.
Give me that look.
Girl, I'm not buying that. I will. What I will buy is
it'll come
that,
out in the 2 weeks of therapy.
Right. Right. What I will buy is that maybe subconsciously Abigail was intrigued by Stefan because in the beginning, you know, we saw something between them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And maybe with this character Gabby, she was like,
we don't want to think that about Abigail though. The true Abigail. We don't want to think
Abigail's
about her.
Any, so far she doesn't gone want to have what Abigail was originally.
She only has eyes for Chad.
However, can I just, like, segue for a second?
Yes.
So, Stefano.
Yeah.
obviously, it was off the show for a hot year and a half. Was he, like, a character before, or he was, like, the long-lost brother?
So let me...
What had happened? This is a What Had Happened.
Now.
Welcome to a new segment. What Had Happened was...
I just need somebody to fill me in, because it is a rabbit hole.
When Vivian returned, she returned with the news that she found a son.
That she...
That her and Stefano had, who was Stefano DiMera.
Yes.
But he has a real name. His real name isn't Stefan O.
It was like Sam something because he was adopted and in foster care and stuff like that. And then,
wait, they talked about foster care on Days of Our Lives and I didn't know about it?
Believe so.
You guys. I don't.
Wasn't that his story?
The story was he was either, I think he
can
was...
Can Teresa be with him if that's his story? I just like, let's just go for all the foster kids. In real life, I'm into
he was,
that.
He was long lost in some respect and Vivian found him.
So he's a half-brother.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Half-brother.
And
different mama, same daddy.
And how they kept saying, they were like, oh, Stefano is alive. Stefano is alive. And then when he came busting through, he was like, this is Stefano. Stefan DiMera.
Oh,
exactly.
That was our
reaction. We were like,
"Oh,
oh, okay, that was clever, clever, clever."
And apparently, he just was able to come in and take over DiMera, and now Chad and Kate are just like, "Okay, you can
well,
have it."
Well, they're fired, so there's not much that they can
no,
do.
No, Chad, they just gave up. They just like even if he fired them, they should still fight, and they're just like, "Oh well."
Well, they've been through a lot. Let's.
Oh, okay.
They've been through a lot. Right. And Kate has a totally different plan that's happening right now. So.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Andrea in the chat said, how about Teresa and Stefan?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. As Jen Lilly, who loves any child who has been in foster care, I just feel like that naturally makes sense for the portrayer to hook up with. Because, I mean, were we going to talk about Brady and... Should I just reserve that?
Well,
like, Brady does not deserve Brady, Teresa, okay?
Well, we can go right into it right now.
Okay,
into
let's
your storyline with Teresa.
But we are also going to talk about Abby. I mean, Gabby.
Yeah.
Even I'm confused. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay,
later
just
on.
Just wanted to make sure, because that was pretty cool, too, that I wanted to add about.
We're gonna comment on her later on, but we're going to get to your storyline right now.
Super.
Got
justice? Oh, just a little human trafficking awareness t-shirt that I am wearing.
This is why
and
I love
And I thought it was pertinent to Teresa, who apparently got zero justice.
Yeah, right.
For being raped. I used to tell Eric Martzoff that, too, all the time. I was like, I took it in places she don't need.
For you and
right
Tate.
Right before the scene, that's what I would tell him. I'd be like, you remember this.
I don't want you to be mad.
Okay, listen, I love Eve. I love Cassie DeFiva, and I love Eric Martsoff, and I know that you're kind of rooting for them together.
I am.
We're
but that's we're why Ron Carlovati is a really good writer, because he knew that he had to, like, write those, that.
Yeah.
I like, coming in today, I was thinking about...
We all knew I had to go that direction.
Like, how are we going to address this?
Like, I was like, so how am I going to explain to Jen Lilly that I am not on the 3D train?
I'm not on the 3D train either, because Brady does not deserve her.
Well, how she did the exit on Friday, which was like, I'm gonna go, and then she thought about it and was like, but I'm taking Tate with me. I was like, oh, and then yes. Two credits, Hourglass. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what?
Yes, and she deserves her son.
But okay, so here's the thing about this storyline.
She has been more of a mother in the last year and a half protecting her son than Brady could ever be.
Well, we were talking earlier, and I think what, as fans, we're torn because...
And that's good.
Teresa has come in and we're like, by the way, you got my official Three Snaps award for the note that you left.
Oh my God, that stupid note. When I read that in the script, I was like, Ron, because here's the thing, guys, as an actor, also with all my tweets today, it is my job when I get the script to be like, okay... So that's the decision she makes. Okay, let me sit here and think about why a human would decide, like, the phone call to warn him about John and Paul.
Yes.
However, that phone call makes sense, not only because of Stockholm Syndrome, but because if you have sustained such psychological torture that you, like, are shaking at the, like, mere thought of the person.
Mm-hmm.
And he's threatened your family, and he said...
Teresa was in survival mode, actually.
Before I came today, I rewatched the episode where Mateo warned Teresa, because I was like, did they, like, edit it out? Like, maybe the fans didn't see it, but he did warn her, like, I'll kill your family, and so she can't, like, have not gone through everything. But she regrets it. In the middle of the phone call, she's, like, not... She, like, has a moment of clarity and thinking...
Yeah. Like, oh, no,
oh
now
my God,
I put
don't
them
hurt
in
them,
danger.
Please don't hurt them, right? And then she tries to get Victor to help Chloe also, because she's like... John and somebody's got to, like, go in there and help. And clearly my dad doesn't even know I'm back. I mean, I don't know what he's doing in Palm Springs. But I don't know where I'm going with this other than...
We get the script. The note.
Teresa. So you get the scripts as the actor. Did you write that? I did handwrite that myself.
When I looked at that, I was like, wow, that is what I would picture Teresa's handwriting.
Okay, because that's Jen Lilly's handwriting. Yeah. And because the props people wrote it, and I was like, please, she doesn't have a man's handwriting? Okay. Please let me write my own note. But no, that was like one of the one things that I was like, I'm sorry... Your friend, Teresa? I don't have a justification.
Tony said she might as well have written, bye, bitch.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But she was, like, super torn about it.
Yeah.
And that's been, like...
But that's the thing. We can't understand why. Like,
why she left Chloe?
Yeah.
Okay, she left Chloe because what was she supposed to... I've had monologues about this.
We understand why. Yeah.
You do
we
understand
why she
I was
made
like,
the
how
decision.
How are we still not understanding what she
No, we understand why. Yeah.
Though, you know, coming back, man, you guys, I would sit at my kitchen table, and it wasn't the lines that took me so long. Mm-hmm. I am not kidding. I would sit there for 6 hours. I did not sleep those 3 months. I would sit there for 6 hours and write, like, Rain Man-style Matrix notes in the like, footings and stuff, because I was like, I've got to figure out, like, a very deep psychological reason for why I have to justify this writing. I mean, it's amazing writing by Ron, but it took me a long damn time to figure out.
Well,
I don't know about that note.
But you have to give Teresa credit, though. When the switch happened and she knew that she was leaving, you did go back for Chloe.
Right.
Yeah.
And you
there was an attempt to get Chloe.
You were going to be like,
and then I asked Victor, and then I've been praying to God behind my son's back. I'm so sorry.
So it's been a lot, and I think us as fans, we're like, ooh,
you
did her so wrong. But it's like... It's like, what do you protect your family? You're so caught in the middle of this, like, powerful person, and even when
her staying there could not have helped Chloe either.
No, when Brady was like, but you could have trusted me.
I was like, Brady,
if Victor Kiriakis.
And
like,
the ISA
could not.
But can
protect
we just talk
her?
About the fact that? Oh my God, she killed him with a butter knife.
It wasn't a butter knife. It was a knife.
It was like a
knife. It was like one of those, like...
I'm going to cut my French bread with this knife.
No, it was one of those,
And where are the goons that Teresa was so terrified of? I wanted it to be Breaking Bad style. There are people lurking in Salem because there is no way you can take down a cartel leader and not have the entire cartel after your ass. But anyway.
Well, okay. Daytime TV.
Okay, I just was really mad about that.
They can't find Salem on the map.
But for me, it was unexpected because I had forgotten that Chloe had even taken the knife.
Yeah.
And so then when Mateo was standing at the doorway and, like, he went, oh, and I was like, what? And then I was like, Chloe, oh, with the knife.
Yeah, it was awesome.
But I will say, I was actually...
also like, come on.
I was actually... it was... But
even
I was,
Nadia was like...
I was actually sadder, though, about Miguel's death than Mateo's
because he was
death.
Just talking about his daughter.
Well,
and all that. Well, like, no. he had a little...
Well, yeah,
because
he was a victim, too. Yeah. He was also under Mateo's...
But also, I was, you know, he... He's a fine gentleman.
Oh, you liked him?
Oh, my goodness.
He's a fine gentleman. So I was sad. I was like, oh, we ain't going to see
him
no more.
They can take Rolf's serum down there and just, you know, back to life. Everyone can come back to life.
I don't think they're going to do that for everybody. But but this was...
it'll be a selective process.
But this was and then now the whole thing with... Like, when Teresa came back, it was like... Everything should be just how it was.
Right.
Because I feel like for her, life hasn't really shifted or
happened. It hasn't.
Happened.
She was a prisoner, so yeah, life hadn't really...
So it's kind of like, in your mind, you're like, I'm going to go back. I'm going to be back with my family, yeah. And everything's going to be
and
all good.
And it was
good.
The perfect storm, and I loved that about the writing. And I'm not trying to compliment Ron because I am trying to get back on the show. I think I can probably go back on the show regardless. I'm just saying it's really good writing.
Yeah, no, it's good.
So this is me being genuine, but anyway, I know I'm being sassy today, but but I think it was really good writing because it made sense from Teresa's perspective, it made sense from Eve's perspective, mm-hmm. and it made sense from Brady's perspective.
Yeah.
It was like the perfect storm for all of them. Just mm-hmm. like, you're back, now we understand the truth. But we can't stop loving each other.
Yeah.
And Teresa understanding that and, like, part of her thinking, I am grateful, in a weird way, I'm grateful my sister was there for you.
Because
and she had that discussion with Brady. Like, I know you had to move on.
Yeah.
I just didn't think it was going to be with my sister. And, like, part of me is happy that she was there for you. But, like, now I'm back, you know?
So it's like, let's be a family.
I just thought it was such, like, a heart-wrenching, like, perfectly written, perfect storm.
So when Brady came to Eve's hotel room.
Yes, and was going to choose Eve.
Right, because that's how I felt.
He was going to choose Eve.
That's
why Eve fell on the sword.
Because there was a moment, even still, because I think we were all like, well, who were you going to choose?
Eve.
And when he left, he looked at Eve and said, but, and she was like, don't even tell me. And
yeah.
I was like, thank you for that little tidbit.
Yeah.
Because we needed to know, like, what was his decision going to be?
That conversation's not over. It's probably airing next week.
Probably.
Spoiler.
Probably. But I don't know. It's so... And then Brady's torn, too, because he's, like, swapping kisses with you.
Sort of.
And then, like... And then with Eve. But Eve dropped the bomb after a conversation with Chloe.
Without hesitation, went in and looked like the cat that had caught the canary.
I was
kind of taken aback by that.
Well, I... Okay, so...
After she acted all selfless, I know, and I love Cassie DePaiva as Jen Lilly, but I was like, Eve, you bitch.
Well...
And I went to church today, y'all. But I am too into human trafficking to,
But
I have no grace for Eve right now.
Here's the thing. When Chloe came to Eve's hotel room and started... And was kind of coming in with this burden of like, oh my gosh, I have to tell you that... Teresa's dead. I think we all were kind of like...
Can we just acknowledge Tracy Everett's comment right now?
What'd she say?
She says, I don't get Brady and Eve. Eve is Jennifer's age, and Brady was born 6 months before Abby. Hello?
We all know age doesn't matter in this time world.
You gotta let the age thing go.
I mean, listen, kids go upstairs and come back down full-grown adults. Like,
yeah, right?
Where they do that at?
Do you remember, remember when they aged Nicholas Alamein and then de-aged him? And made him, he was an adult, the incredibly hot Victor Webster played
him.
And then years later, after Louise Sorrell came back, they brought Nicholas back, and he was, like, a little kid again. Wasn't he a hot piece of man a couple years ago? Now he's a teenager again?
And it was
he was, like, de-sourced.
Yeah, de-sourced.
He was sourced and then de-sourced. But, yeah, the age thing, you gotta kind of take it with a grain of salt, maybe?
I'm sorry. And Brady telling Teresa something about being selfish, I was like, okay. right now.
I think I wish there was a moment for...
So math will make you stupid.
For Teresa... I wish there was a moment for Teresa and Brady to... Like, I feel like they've had the conversation, but I feel like they haven't had the conversation as far as, like, what truly, honestly happened with you and, like, what, you know, and, like, what you've been through and why you've made the decisions that you made.
I don't think that they could ever graphically say that on a daytime television show.
Oh, well, they need to figure a way out because I feel like that's the only way Brady's going to understand.
I don't even think... I think it's beyond that. I think whatever, to the left, she's going to need to take her son and go.
And that was an unexpected
twist.
Moment. Yeah.
Well, I think, I mean, you know, I remember when Ron told me that we were going to do that, and I was like, no, because I left on such a selfless note. But then I get it, too, because it's like, I can't lose everything. I cannot lose my son. Like, you have no idea what I endured.
It reminded me, the way you came back and said, I'm going to go, but I'm taking Tate. Reminded me of when Paige slapped the dog piss out of JJ.
Yes.
When he found out that Paige found out that him and Eve were together. Because there was this party, and she had threw the cake on the floor. Mm-hmm. And she at first was like, I'm not going to deal with this. And then she just came up and went, well, bam! And I was like, oh! I was like Mary Beth and the guy playing Rory, like... What just happened? So that's how I felt on Friday with you. Okay, I was like, what just happened? And then here comes that damn Corday Productions hourglass. And I'm like, I just can't. Can I just get another minute?
Monday.
You can tomorrow.
Well, true. Welcome back.
Thanks. Hi, Rick.
All right, so I think we covered everything.
We did. We covered all the major stuff.
But we're going to... We have a bit of extra time in our show today, so we can really talk to Jen Lilly. So we're going to do that a little bit later in the show.
Why? Okay, let's talk about Gabby, right?
Well, not Gabby yet. We have to talk about other fun stuff.
Other fun stuff. Like free stuff on iTunes. If you want some free stuff on iTunes...
I want free stuff on iTunes. Right? Tell me how I can do it. Who doesn't?
Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and drops every Friday on iTunes.
She's a boss lady. So she is a boss lady. Totally check it out.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This she has secrets and tips on how to be better in every aspect of your life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, if you're like me and can't budget money for crap. This is for you. Let our Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. Again, for free.
F-R-E-E.
And when you do, be sure to rate and comment and let Maria know that you found it from here, Dishin' Days.
That's right. Tell her we said, hey, we sent you.
Yeah.
And she definitely has the resume to back that up. So yeah. I haven't listened to it, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
There you go.
In a real way. Yeah, she's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And now on to some tidbits. Finally, we can talk about Gabby.
Okay, on to Gabby getting attacked again. The girl's never getting out of that prison.
Okay. I mean, I think it's just because Camila's so good in prison.
She's feisty.
She's really good.
Listen, when she had her set it off braids in, I was there for it. I was there for it. I was like, yes, you better find Big Bertha, who knows how to do braids in the Salem Penitentiary, who hooked you up. Yes, get it. Get it with the Jailhouse Rock look. But when what's her name, Diane?
Yes.
When Diane came in, I was like, oh my God, like, girl, first of all, where's security?
There's no security in this prison.
So, yeah, it's like, stop, security. And then their whole struggle happens. I was not prepared for her passing out and then waking up to Diane with the syringe in her neck.
So do we think Diane did that to herself? Like, do we think Diane sacrificed herself to put Gabby in trouble?
Gabby had situations where she's blacked out? Or only Abigail has?
No.
No, she didn't black out.
I don't know.
She lost consciousness. She lost consciousness because the girl was choking her.
I know.
Oh,
but,
sorry.
But no, she hasn't blacked out and become someone else.
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, okay.
But the reoccurring situation is someone's dead and she didn't do it, but she has no alibi. Like, she just
and
got
everyone,
off.
Yeah. Everyone just assumes that she did it, like, right
off
the bat.
It was Abigail as another character we find out later. She's like, you want to know who gave you those braids?
Oh my God! It's like Scooby Doo and wait, that's not really them. It's Sounds very much
man,
that.
Man, this is why I'm not a writer.
but I felt so bad because I was
right?
Y'all, she was like an hour away from being released and going home. Yeah. And now, like, this has happened. And she really had, this is now the second time she really had nothing to do with it. And I'm like, Gabby, she was like, I'm never getting out of here.
But they said that they saw her with a syringe. The other.
Well, no, he said, I'm pretty sure there's a witness to seeing her with the syringe. He was speculating.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that girl has all the friends, and they would say that.
Right.
They would say even if they didn't.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So. Oh, I just was really hoping.
It's good soap.
What do we think about?
It's good soap.
What do we think about? Do we think that they're trying to set up something between her and Lucas?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
From that scene that...
No.
Okay.
Can we then address the fact that Chloe and Lucas are in love and they compared it to my history with Brady? Nadia opened the script and was like, oh, apparently I'm in love with Lucas. I was like, I can't even believe that we're having this conversation. Okay, let's get serious and do this scene when we were in Mexico.
I love the letters. Dear Lucas, even though I may not ever get out of here, I want to let you know.
But that was her, like, reading the script, being like, oh, I'm apparently an item with Lucas. And I was like, oh, cool. Thanks for telling me that before I have to have this scene with you. Act like your love is the same level as mine.
And
is
Nadia
is amazing. I love Nadia. I love all the actors on Days.
But yeah, so... hashtag free Gabby.
Free Gabby.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I don't think that they're doing anything with Lucas and Gabby.
No.
That'd be weird.
No, because that's
I'm just wondering
because it's also like really.
That's the grandfather of her child.
Yeah. So like, this is like really weird.
Still, no.
I don't know. I mean, I guess Nicole and Victor were a thing, but.
That's true.
I don't
that
know.
That was for a whole different reason.
I don't know.
I think he was just there, you know, kind of representing Ari and checking in on the mother of.
I just always think that they have, like, I'm always wondering, are they doing this for a reason, or was it just, you know, they're like, oh, Lucas is going to go just for
moving the conversation along.
S and giggles, you know?
Well, because if you think about it, we would have been like, well, why hasn't Lucas visited Gabby? I mean, that's Ari's grandfather. And then
I wouldn't have been.
Well, somebody would have. I guarantee you. Like, we wouldn't have thought of it, but someone would have.
Okay.
So that's why they had that. And then there you go.
There we go.
No comment. No comment.
All right. So, good luck, Gabby. Hope. But there's a part of me, and this is no shade towards the show or the writers. There was a part of me that was like, I don't want to go through this again. Like, I hope they wrap this up on, like, next week. Mm-hmm. Like, they look at the security tape. They realize it was someone else. They're like, bing, bang, boom, you're done. Like,
because... Yeah, for sure.
Because if Trask comes back into the picture to try to, like, get Gabby again, it's like, girl.
We just did this.
Yeah.
Who do you want Gabby to be with when she gets back to Salem?
JJ. JJ and Gabby.
Yeah.
Jabby.
Ever since Halo 2.0, when, like, everybody was on it and, like, the couples kind of got together and we got a glimpse of, like, what they could be like, I've been like,
you don't like him
like
with
them.
Lonnie?
JJ and Lonnie?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I do like Lonnie and Eli, although she's really, like,
looking
at Eli
like... I
like
Lonnie and Eli, too.
Like, why are you around? That's the look she's giving him right now. Like, why are you here?
Well... I will say, though, however, that's, like, the formula for every rom-com.
Well, this is
like,
true.
I don't like you. I've been looking for you my whole life.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what they're doing.
See, I skip that part, and I just look at them and go, I've been looking for you my entire life.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm supposed to act like I hate you. All right, so that's Gabby. Good luck. Hashtag free Gabby. Steve, Kate, Kayla, and Stefan O. With the whole
bionic eye. I honestly, okay, when I was watching that, because I'm as much of a fan of the show as I am an actor on the show, you guys. It's why I get heated in my tweets.
Yes.
And why somebody in the chat room said I was throwing shade, but I'm just saying, okay. So, it's good. If you want no critics, have no opinion, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing.
Right.
So anyway, What was it? Okay, the bionic eye.
My first
thought was like, are they just don't want to deal with the patch anymore?
I think. I wonder if this is a way to, because the fans had a very strong reaction about him going blind.
Yes.
And if this is somehow a way to recover sight, but also the murky waters between
Kate.
Stefan and Kayla.
Oh, yeah. Well,
because
with Kate involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well, Kate flat out was just like, I can't do nothing. I don't work there no more.
Yeah.
And Steve, which, you know, makes you start thinking, oh boy, he doesn't know that Kayla went to Stefan, the person mm-hmm. that he does right. not want. He said, I would rather be blind. Uncle Stevie yeah. Wonder
for the rest of
my life
than deal with
the I took that line.
I know, but at the same time.
But it's,
I don't know. I feel like Kayla's like taking things from Teresa's playbook, and it's like, no.
Yeah.
No,
so wait,
like,
does
don't
Kayla?
Because
the scene,
but you've
the scene with Stefan,
understand that she just loves him and she wants
the scene yeah. with Stefan and Kayla, and he said like, "Oh, you already know something in terms of Kate."
Yeah,
and does she know something? What is she?
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Oh, does she?
Well,
have
there
I
was
forgotten?
Like a phone call with Kate. I don't know. That's what we're all trying to figure out.
I feel like it was
because, but she did say something like, "Oh, even if I did know something." So maybe she doesn't. Maybe that was just...
Maybe it was speculation.
Yeah, maybe
the only thing that I feel like that's lurking, and they kind of, like, played into it, I think, last week, was when Trip was serving Kate. Uh-huh. And it was that reminder of, oh, yeah, you know that Kate, like, deleted a voicemail from...
Oh, back when JJ
Wait.
Shot Theo?
Somebody...
Yes, that.
What's up?
How do you scroll up?
Like this.
What did someone say?
I want to know what they're talking about. Maybe I'm, like, lost on things. Somebody said we're throwing shade. That's all that they're hearing in our podcast. We love days. It's exciting. Is that what throwing shade means, right?
Or being shady?
No, like, they're like, all I hear is shade right
now. That's nothing new to this
right
podcast,
now.
Though.
I know, but we love days. That's why we're talking about it.
I know.
But it's mean, like, that's really good soap. When you have, mm-hmm. like, when you see the Twitter wars,
strong opinions
I,
like
love
that,
it.
Yeah.
Flipping love it because you're like, ugh.
If people weren't talking about it, that would mean the show was in trouble.
True. What it was. Kate's
like,
voicemail
about
JJ.
Okay.
I mean, about Theo.
Theo, okay.
Yeah. But I don't know.
That's not really relevant now.
Anything. No. Yeah. But
I want him to have a bionic eye.
Yeah.
I wish. I could just, like, want him to do, like, weird things with his eye.
Oh,
did
you know he would?
Back.
Oh my gosh. Well,
that's why they don't give me bionic eyes. Brady, over here. Oh, I'm sorry, my bionic eye has a mind of its own.
Well, as of right now, the only person that seems to be able to help is Stefan, mm-hmm. but it comes with a price that Kayla has to find dirt on Kate.
Yeah.
And I mean, the way she's kind of going about, I feel like she's thinking about it.
She's mm-hmm. dancing with the devil a
yeah.
little bit.
Yeah.
But I thought it was an interesting counter-argument on Kayla's part to be like, you could go from, what did she say, something to hero overnight.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Well, she could, he could.
And
but
I
he
thought,
doesn't care about that.
I know, but there was part of me that thought, ooh, maybe they're gonna, like, make him a...
Try to redeem him?
Yeah, redeem him. Like,
oh, man, there are fans that are good. Oh, they will lose their...
But then he shot that down and was like, I don't care yeah. about what people think.
He's so good, by the way.
He is.
He's such a good actor.
He's great.
Like, fantastic.
I'm getting the goosies as, like, him.
They picked a good actor to play, like, a Stefano-ish character.
Yes.
Very villainous. And
yes.
There was a scene that Tammy and I both agreed, like, solidified him as, like, a Demira, where he was sitting alone.
Yes.
Playing, he wasn't playing chess by himself, mm-hmm. but he was, and he had, like, the monologue going and the music. And we're like, oh, okay.
This is very Stefano.
He's fantastic.
Villain. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Tyler Christopher.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ohio native.
Right. All right. So moving right along, we have Will, Sonny, and Paul, which basically...
I'm so confused.
So...
What had happened? What had happened was...
Like, don't get your memory back. Get your memory back.
Right. So Will has been given Rolf's diary, mm-hmm. which contains the formula that brought people back from the dead.
Yes.
But now he's discovered that Rolf knew there were some issues with the formula as far as with the memory. And so now
yes.
there's a potential that he could get his memories back. And I think we're all on the fence, like, but we like new Will. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's like, you
mm-hmm.
know, just, you know, you can relive all that through pictures and stuff. But, and I think, like, Paul is now worried because I think internally he's like, well, if you
yes.
have your memories back, then you'll remember Sonny, and
mm-hmm.
then
yeah.
I'm going to lose you.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I like Will and Paul.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
I like it. I like it. Well,
because you're like, kind of like 3D had their chapter, now it's Brave.
Yeah.
So you're like, Wilson had their chapter, now
yeah.
it's what's their hashtag?
Wall? I don't know.
But, Paulson. No, Horita. No. Horita.
Is it Horita?
Horton Narita.
I see these hashtags on Twitter and I can't keep up.
I can't keep up. Will and Paul. But also, also what I like, because I pay very close attention to like how they interact with each other. Because sometimes, and we've mentioned it on the show, when you're a straight male playing a gay male, you forget to like still have that same like embrace like you would with like a female. And so we like pay attention to that sometimes. And I just like Christopher Sean's and Chandler's interaction with each other because they look like a solidified couple. Now all they need is a gay bar featuring Lorraine Love and Maxine Sun, and like we have gold in Salem. Still trying to make that happen.
Teresa will be the designer.
I love it. I love it. So I don't know how our fans feel, but let us know in the chat how you feel about Will getting his memory back. Are you guys all for it? Are you happy with new Will? Like, you know, like what do you want?
They went there.
So, and then with Sonny, he got fired as
shocking. Diddled his fiance. Fires everyone.
Well, because of this whole
like the Donald Trump.
Right, you're fired. Well, because of this whole scandal with Leo, like
you want to be in the family? Blackmail. You're fired.
But I find it a little funny, just like Brady did, that Xander was like trying to vie for the position of CEO.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be like, girl, you can do the mailroom. Oh, like, you're gonna have to work, work your way up.
I already have a gardener. I was like, I cannot even. When I read the script, I died. I was like, and I just know how John Aniston's gonna say it.
Right?
I already have a gardener. Like, just love.
Let's see.
Him.
Some people say, yes, Tony. You Horita all day. Will needs his memory back. People like new Will. Scott says, love new Will. Sonny is an idiot. Doesn't deserve Paul or Will. Dang. Fire Tom. Love Horita. I don't mind Will getting his memory back for Ari. John says, I'm more into Will getting his hair under control. Leave Chandler alone.
No, I do have to say, okay, Chandler's hair. Sidebar.
Okay.
Looked amazing at the daytime Emmys, and I was like, why don't they do his hair like that on the show?
Oh, yes.
Because his hair's all like down and kind of frumpy, and when he had it all, when he had
coiffed.
He had kind of an updo, a male updo. I was like, oh, he looks good like that.
Yeah.
But they shoot 6 months in advance.
True.
So maybe they are doing his hair like
maybe
that.
Maybe his hair will be like that in,
yeah, maybe.
Few
months,
in the
yeah.
future. All right. And last but not least, our tidbit.
What about the three snaps?
Oh, no, we're getting to that.
I was like, last.
Well, this is just what happened, and then we get into our segment.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
You've been gone a while, Jen Lilly.
I know. I am sweating.
You've been gone for a minute.
You've lost the three snaps. You need me. Bring it
we
back.
We need those
Bring
three snaps
back.
Right now. But before we get into that, we have the return of Ben.
Yes.
And apparently he has had
a breakthrough. He's remorseful.
Yeah.
And Marlena cannot, in good conscience,
submit the
objection.
Yeah.
It's not an objection, but...
I mean, even though Hope was like, he's discussing in vow. And Marlena was like, hold the phone. Mm-hmm. I know you're thinking from a cop point of view, but, I mean, he made a convincing argument that, like, when Sammy came back in town and had him recreate that death, I think it maybe it triggered something. And then the fact... Oh, I love when Marlena was just like, picture.
Yeah.
Picture. I was like, oh, that's Dr.
She's so good.
She's so
the
great.
Queen.
But I love how he was like, I can't talk to them, but I can talk to him. Mm-hmm. And like, I, you know.
Scott Wilson's amazing as well.
He is. So.
He's such a good person too.
Ben is back and apparently better. So, listen.
He's too hot to be gone and evil.
I liked him kind of. Well, I like him evil too.
Yeah. But I'm just saying.
Yeah. But
that's why they needed to redeem him.
You kind of look at him and you go, oh my God, you're crazy.
But we like it.
You know what they said? You know, the crazy, you know, thinking of their Ben.
This is true. Okay. Yeah. All right. And that has been your week of days. And it's now time for our segment. And we're going to start with my first one and Jen Lilly's favorite, which is Tony's official Three Snaps Award.
Oh, snap.
All right. So I have to give my Three Snaps Award to Eve for
shade.
No, but listen, when Eve gave the face crack this week by producing the receipt of Chloe. Like, girl, I was like, yes, here for it. Sorry, girl, but she totally had your face cracking on the floor. Like, if I was in the Kiriakis mansion with you, I would have been like, oh, Teresa, you dropped something. Your face, girl. Here you go. You know? Like, that was a moment. So, Cassie DePaiva.
She's Eve, amazing.
You get Tony's Cassie's official amazing. Three snaps award.
Oh, snap!
All right. Just wait for this, Jim Lilly.
Yeah.
And now it's time for...
headshot session, he started playing this. I was like, I'm gonna need you to turn that off.
I'm gonna need subs.
Right
stop.
Now, I can't. I don't know why you're playing this.
All right, our lovely host, Tammy, is luxuriating in lovely Palm Springs, but she sent this video for her Designer Days. Take a look.
Edition Days fans, Designer Days is coming to you from beautiful Palm Springs, California. And this week's Fashion Ovation is going to the boys at Black Patch. We have Drake Hodgson and we have Christopher Sean rocking those tight black t-shirts. Did you see? Did you see that? That. Want to give a shout out to @HeywoodW because she actually posted a picture of the guys last week. So thank you for the inspiration. Also, this photo is on all Dish and Days social media platforms. So please, #DesignerDays, #TightBlackT-shirts. That is all for Designer Days. Cheers.
That is a lot of wine. Mm.
And that has been... Our show is so ridiculous. And now it's time for... Pitch and Bat!
Okay.
I was not expecting that accent. Okay.
Voices provided by me. There you
okay.
go.
Okay.
All right.
So, this week's Caption That Picture comes from the scene, which was kind of cute, where...
Yes.
Ari was drawing animal faces on everybody, and this is a picture of, I'm explaining this way too much. You can all see the picture.
Just caption
so,
that.
Yeah, exactly. So, this week's caption comes from Kimberly Terry Howard on the Facebook, and it says, it's Will saying, the role-playing is about to get weird.
Oh, God.
And that has been...
Oh, man.
Pitch and that.
Oh my god. I totally thought you were gonna pick sit Ubu sit because I died laughing on that one. I was like, that is hilarious. It's so funny. All right.
Honorary mention.
And now it's time for
Dish and Days Fan of the Week. Woohoo!
You have it.
Oh, my goodness.
I sent it to you.
Whoever comments
I thought,
first.
Okay, so.
I was, he sent it, and today, I was like, okay. This,
sorry, I thought you were putting in the rundown. My bad. So, this week's Fan of the Week is Axe Utter from iTunes saying, very funny, these ladies are hilarious. I love their banter and recaps from the week of Days of Our Lives. So, thank you, Fan of the Week, Axe Utter, Uter.
Utter.
We'll go with that.
We'll go with that.
We'll go with that.
There you go.
Steve's Dish like... Days Fan of the Week. Woo!
Is that also you?
Huh?
Is that also you?
No, it's Mark.
No, that's Mark.
I was going to say, I was like, you're... No.
That's Mark. And now we're going to get through some news and gossip so that we can take your phone calls
after TV News.
Take it away, Michael.
Alrighty. For anyone in the LA area this Wednesday, Christopher Sean will be the celebrity ball caller at Legendary Bingo, a.k.a. Drag Queen Bingo, in West Hollywood at Hamburger Mary's. Tony and Tammy and I will be there.
And maybe James and Mark.
And maybe James and Mark.
Yeah.
We'll be having some drinks, playing some bingo with Chris. It benefits the Los Angeles LGBT Center's Youth Center on Highland Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're around, want to show up, it's at 7 p.m. Hamburger Mary's, West Hollywood.
Yeah.
Martha Madison and Brandon Beamer will be making yet another return to the show in the fall. Martha tweeted that there is some good stuff in store.
Good stuff in store.
It will be good. Yeah.
They always bring the good.
They're fantastic.
Lauren Coslow will be co-starring alongside Crystal Khalil from YNR and Haley Poulos from General Hospital in a new indie flick called No Good Deed. The movie is about a spa owner who takes a young lady into her home, not realizing she's a murderess. Sociopath.
I would like to see that just because I know Lauren and Haley, and I'd like to see Haley as a murderess.
Yeah. It wasn't told like where the movie was going. Yeah. It's just an indie flick, but we'll keep you updated when we know.
Awesome. Keep an eye out. It sounds like it.
You know, Lifetime ish.
It does sound a little Lifetime ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Very.
I agree.
So, and that's the news and gossip for this week.
All right. And yay. So we have time to take your phone calls with the lovely Jen Lilly. So if you would like to call in with a comment or question, keep it short and brief and nice. feel free to give us a call, 424-253-0749. Again, that's 424-253-0749. Jen Lilly.
Yes?
How has it been going back today since, you know, it's been a hot minute and you were kind of like, you know, scooted off to
slavery.
Yeah. How's it been coming back?
It was incredible. It was really hard this time because I have a toddler, and anybody who has a toddler or doesn't, they can imagine.
Yeah.
So I was surprised how hard it was. I remember coming home one day and being like, Jason, why am I so tired all the time? He's like, because we have a toddler. Because I had to get home and I had to do all this like toddler stuff, and then I would go to bed and I would wake up at 2 a.m. to memorize my lines. That's how I did it because I was so tired by the end of the day. God. But I would start analyzing and writing my, like, I would sit for 4 hours and think about the lines first. Like, why is she saying this? Why is she making this phone call? Why is she whatever? So it was really hard, but it was awesome. I mean, I love being back. And in a lot of ways, it wasn't like time passed, you know, because it's my family.
Yeah.
And I want to go back again.
Oh, we have a caller.
Great.
They call in quick. Hello, caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV Station
Days. Hey, this is Melissa
Boyette. Hi. Yay. I'm so glad you got through.
Yeah, Jen, you know who I am.
Yes.
Well, how are y'all doing?
We're doing great. Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to call and see how y'all are doing, and I wanted to talk to Jen. And I wanted to ask you, Jen, I wanted to tell you, you know, what made me such a big fan of yours is because of this Child Help.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, Child Help is an organization that rescues children from child abuse in the United States, which is a huge epidemic that people are not talking about. But it's 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 children in the United States. So, big problem.
Yay.
With a solution called Child Help. So thank you, Melissa, for bringing that to everyone's
attention. Yeah, you do so much for these children, and you're a wonderful woman for that. You know that?
Thank you.
You are.
And then I realized what an excellent actress you are.
Thank you.
I'm a huge fan.
Three snaps.
Right, three and snaps. I wanted to
ask you, if you did go back 2 days, or if you want to be with Brady, or would you mind being with Ben, or...
Oh, just throwing out a mild suggestion. Right. I mean, you know, it's hard.
Well.
It's hard because I love Eric Martzoff as a person. You know, I love working with him, and I think Teresa will always love him. I think he's the love of her life. But at the same time, I, as Jen Lilly, don't necessarily think Brady deserves her anymore. I think she needs someone who's very doting. So I don't know that Ben Weston's that doting kind of guy, but I think that'd be fun, you know? Sure.
Yeah. Well, I've been thinking about that, you know?
Yeah.
What would Teresa be like if she was with Ben? It would be...
crazy.
Yeah.
She would be like, let's murder the whole town together.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Let's be vigilantes. It would be like season 4 of Dexter.
Language. Yeah, excuse my language, but, you know, would we get to see the badass Teresa again, you know?
Oh, we love,
I mean, I think so,
Teresa.
If they were partnered together. Or, you know, there's been a lot of tweets about, my accent just came out in a real way. There's been a lot of tweets about Teresa and Paul Telfer. No, Xander. Paul Telfer.
Oh.
And that would be really funny.
Paul Telfer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would actually be good.
It would make sense too because they hate each other so much, and hate is the closest emotion to hate. Love.
Yeah. But
anyway, whatever the saying is.
I like.
Anyway,
it.
Melissa, you're awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Melissa, for calling in.
You're welcome. It was good hearing from y'all.
Good hearing from you too. Thank you so much for all your support.
No problem.
All right. Bye. Have a happy Sunday.
Bye.
Bye. You too. Have a good week.
You too. Bye. Bye. I wouldn't be opposed to
Xander and Teresa.
Teresa and Xander. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'd be interesting.
It would be interesting because they're
both wounded.
Yeah. and I think the whole like saving of you kind of put just a small little twist on their already like hated relationship.
Yeah.
So I like
it. Yeah.
Hello, caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days. You're on live. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Lisa.
Hi.
I'm calling from Georgia. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Love Georgia. Hot as
good. So back. So glad you're back on Days.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any scenes coming up with Casey Moss anytime soon?
Yes. I have so many scenes coming up with Casey. So people who are always Teresa fans, which is JJ and Teresa, you are going to have a lot of scenes with the two of us. So that's all I will say.
Yeah.
And I think we need to find a fire poker and hit Brady over the head.
I don't think we should go that far. I mean, she deeply loves him, but
Teresa needs her family back. Yep.
It is about to get like facepalm. Like Teresa, I don't even know the decision she's about to make that will be airing soon.
Okay. Cool. I just had a quick question for you. You mentioned a CD coming out on Instagram from something.
Yes.
When is that going to come out?
I don't know because I am getting into the music business, as everybody knows. And what I am learning is that album launches are crazy and. Yikes. It could be anywhere from like 8 weeks from now till 4 months from now. It just depends because you have to basically set a date and then like work backwards. So I'm trying to figure out the most effective way to do it. And it's like a whole new world for me. So,
well, I keep telling her she has our full support. So you guys watching, when that album drops, you better buy two copies, one for you and one for a friend, and then tell another friend to get two more copies.
Thank you. That would be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we would love to hear you and, Eric sings some more in Salem again. So if Ron's
I would love that too. Yeah. If Ron's listening.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for your phone calls. I know you got more people in line.
Thank you.
By the way, come to Atlanta sometime.
Oh, I will. I love it. Maybe not in the summer though, because I'm from Virginia and
it's
hot. Hot Atlanta. Yeah.
It's real hot.
No, in the fall.
90 degrees now here already. So, yep.
Sure. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you, and y'all have a great week.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Emma Rudd in the chat room said, "Jen, would your dream storyline be on Days if? What would your dream storyline be on Days?
Oh man, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I've had my departure was a really great storyline, and my coming back was a very good storyline, because it was so easy for me to cry." I mean, it was just because you only get one take in soaps. I don't know if everyone knows that, but the actors, we only get one take.
Yeah.
And so you have to bring all of it. And you're so worried sometimes, like, can I get there that fast? Because you have to go from, you're doing all the scenes in a sequence, except you're supposed to have this arc. And, like, what if the tears don't come? But with my entrance, it was hard not to cry.
Yeah.
Because it was all the tears that Teresa couldn't cry in front of Brady before. And, like, I feel like I'm tearing up. You've been talking about it. But it was just, like, great. And I really appreciated that. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I love my character, so I have fun every time I play her.
And with Teresa's return, we did find out that, like, there was some human trafficking happening, and you have a charity that you are supporting that deals with that. Tell us about that.
Innocent Justice Foundation, they were the very first human trafficking charity that I worked with. It's, like, not a subject that people ever want to talk about, but that's why it needs to be talked about. So child pornography is an epidemic in the United States, and the United States is the number one producer and exporter of it in the world. We produce 57% of the world's child pornography. So Innocent Justice Foundation works with the police department and different investigators, not only to give them post-counseling, because it's a very emotionally draining job for them because they have to watch the content and dealing with the PTSD that goes on there, but also just giving them the equipment in order to find these people and put them behind bars. So it's an amazing organization. I think 100%, over 90% of every dollar donated goes directly toward the equipment. So innocentjustice.org.
Yeah, so amazing. Make sure you guys check that out.
Great.
Oh, we have a caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days. You're on live. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, hey, it's Mike Riley from New York.
Mike Riley! Long time no here.
long time.
I know.
A day that Mark isn't there, so
I know.
Fortuitous for me.
He's going to be so disappointed that he didn't get a chance to chit-chat with you.
He can write about it in his diary.
The rivalry continues. What's your question or comment for Jen Lilly?
Well, hello to the lovely Miss Jen Lilly.
Hi.
We've actually spoken before.
Mm-hmm.
On Dishin' Days, right?
Yeah.
On Dishin' Days, yes. I commented on your Facebook once about how cute your husband was. Where'd you get him? And you said church.
Yes. So
my favorite memory.
Nice.
My comment to you is this. I think you should have won Dishin' Days fashion thing this week because your green dress on you looked amazing against your alabaster skin and your dark hair.
Thank you.
Okay, Mike Riley for the fashionista in you.
And also, I don't think either Teresa nor Eve should be with Brady. I think Brady needs to be single because he is constantly getting engaged to anyone that crosses his path.
Yes! I mean, he's
going to be
Nicole
jogging in the town square and like a ring is going to fly into some woman's finger.
And this is why I think there's been like preview to it, right? That Teresa asks Brady to sleep with her next week, which again is just like, ugh. Like, but to that point, to what you just said, Teresa knows that if Brady just sleeps with her, then he's going to want to marry her because that is the key to Brady's heart.
Good old romper in the room.
Oh, my God. I completely agree. Both sisters need to just move on.
Oh,
he needs to be single. I actually would like...
He needs to go to therapy.
Which would be a little gross because then... JJ would have been with like everyone that's been related to Paige, but I like Teresa and JJ. I thought they were fun. You know, now they're both drug free, but you still have fun personalities.
Yeah,
and
we were together before he ever met Paige.
Yeah, yeah, but I think putting you two back together would be really fun.
Yeah.
I don't want you with Eric. I don't want Eric with anyone. That's just how I feel.
I love Eric Martzoff, but I completely agree. I think Brady just needs some therapy.
Oh, I keep saying Eric. I'm sorry.
We got you.
I love Eric Martzoff, too.
Yeah, he's
but
great.
Brady is a bit of adult sometimes.
Brady is you're dumb as a pile of rocks. No, Eric
Insult
and I talk about it. We're like, whoa.
So that's all. That was just my
poor
opinion.
Brady.
I will let other people call in and speak to you since I've had the fortune of speaking to you already. I hope you're on for quite a bit. We get to see you again and again. If you need to take time off, you're just a joy to watch.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike Riley, for calling
in. Bye, guys.
I'll let Mark know you love him.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Terrell Bellinger in the chat wants to know, what was it like doing scenes with Charles and Patsy, who played your on-screen parents, Shane and Kim, when they came back to the show for a brief visit a few years ago?
Incredible. Charles Shaughnessy to the Nanny is my favorite show. So
I watched
he played Mr. Sheffield, if anybody didn't know that.
Yes. I watched the reruns on Cozy TV before I go to bed.
It's like my legit fave show. Yeah. And so I was dying, and so working with him is a dream. And he knows that. I finally told him after like 4 hours of working with him. I was like, so now that you know I'm not crazy, the Nanny's my favorite show. and Patsy Pease is just like incredible.
She's super sweet.
She stays at my house when she because she lives in Florida, and so when she comes to be on the show, she stays in my my condo with me and my hubs and my little one. And she is incredible. I mean, I love my mom, but I also love Patsy Pease as if she were my mother. She's just an incredible lady. So it's always a joy to work with her, and I think she's an incredible actress and an incredible human being.
I love that.
Yeah.
There we go. Hello, caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days. You're on live. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Christy from Liaison Radio.
Hey!
Hey,
Christy.
so glad I got in. I was like praying to God. I'm like, please, please, please. I'm missing some of my crew for this. Please.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm glad you got through, too. I always wonder how many people are calling and, like, they can't get through.
Oh, I'm persistent about it. When it's someone I really want to talk to, I'm very persistent about it.
Yay. Well, here you are. I won't take up your time. What's your question or comment for Jen Lilly?
I just want to say hi because I miss you so much.
Hi. Awesome.
And I watch Days in the break room at church because now I work at my church. So nice. Everyone knows I try to schedule my lunch around Days in general. In General Hospital, because they come out at the same time where I am in New Orleans. So I'll, like, literally flip between the two, and then when my fade is on and everyone, like, goes in the break room, I'm like, that's my fave right there. That's my favorite Christian actress, Jen Lilly. That's my fave. So I
and they're like, she's Christian? Okay. No, Teresa's like, oh, she's a little better, but.
Well, I feel like they're praying extra hard for you at that church.
Yeah, apparently. Oh, man.
Of course, I have to skip when Paul and any of the gay scenes are on. I have to kind of switch the channel because I accidentally, like, turned it on one day and someone saw them kiss. And the lady from accounting is like, I am officially scarred for life. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I did not know that was on today.
Oh, no. Oh, well, we'll come down and give a lecture on love is love.
Sometime. I'm like, I'm sorry, gay couples are pretty prevalent on soap. No.
Yeah. They are. Yeah, they are.
Jesus
they
died be. For them as well.
Yeah. Oh. Well.
So, anyway.
There's that.
Well, hi.
We'll say for a prayer for the lady in accounting in hopes that she won't be scarred for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling, and I'm glad you got a chance to call in and talk to Jen Lilly.
Of course. Yay. Thank you. Bye. I love you, Jen.
Love you. Bye, hon.
Bye.
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 I think we have another caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Edition Days. You're on live. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Robin Plate. I'm calling from Columbus.
Robin. Hi, Robin. I know all these people.
Columbus, Ohio.
I love my fans as much as they love me. Hi. Oh, my God.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Robin.
How are you?
So good. So good to hear from you. I love you.
Oh, I love you, too. I wanted to ask about your CD. I already heard you say that you don't know exactly when it's going to come out, but I wanted to know if you could tell us what style of music
will be on your CD. Yes, I'm so spoiled with the CD. It's been amazing. It's been an amazing journey, and that's why I want to do it really well, the launch. But, gosh, okay, so it's 60s style. It's all original,
okay.
And it's all modern music, but it's 60s style, and so it's kind of Motown. Awesome. Yeah, it's really fun. And I have Adrian Gervitz is my producer. He's incredible. He launched Andra Day, and he did Bodyguard. See, I mean, he's an amazing, amazing, like, out-of-this-world, amazing, multi-gazillion Grammy-winning producer and amazing man. I love him like my father, and... Diane Warren wrote one of my songs. She's she's incredible.
Oh, she's a legend.
She's a legend. Lauren Christie wrote four of my songs. She won Writer of the Year last year by BMI, I believe. And then Sugar Jones, who was on The Voice, wrote some of my songs that we all co-wrote. And then I have Adele's band flew in from London to do it. I have her.
Oh, wow.
I have Adele's.
Wow.
Yeah, and I have Adele's 50-piece orchestra.
Have you met Adele? Have you met Adele?
No. But her band. Her band. Yeah, no. Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. And I have her 50-piece orchestra on it. So it's a huge CD.
It's
and that's why I'm, like, trying to launch it really well. Because my Christmas CD was fun, but it was, like, I wasn't prepared for the launch, and literally I recorded it, like, 2 weeks before I released it, and this has been, like, a two-year journey for me, and Tony knows, and he came to my living room and helped me stuff and fill all those orders. So
there was definitely a process.
Insane.
It was, like, card, packs.
I got several, so thank you.
Yeah, I know you did, so I just need it to be, it's just so out of my depth, so that's something I'm, like, praying about all the time. It's just, like, oh, Holy Spirit, like, you gotta give me the foresight to know how to do this, because I feel out of my depth, but I also feel that there's been an incredible people are attached to it, and so it deserves just to be launched really well.
Oh my gosh. We definitely have to buy two copies.
So excited. So excited. Thank you so much for telling me all about it, because
love,
so excited.
You know, it's love story.
Awesome style of music, and you have a gorgeous voice.
Thank you.
And so now you need to do some, after it launches, you need to do some singing appearances.
Okay, so
yeah, no, I do plan on doing concerts. Yeah, I do plan on touring.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Good. So. Good. Good. Well, and I just want one last thing. I just wanted to say that I am loving seeing all of your Hallmark and Lifetime movies, as well as you being back. And every time I can, I tweet all about you, girlfriend, because I just adore you.
I adore you.
I'm so happy that you have become kind of a part of my life. I know not in a direct way, but you really influence me and bring a lot of joy to my life. So thank you.
Oh my gosh. Same. Aww. Okay, I love you. Let's DM later. I love you.
All right. Okay. I'll talk to you soon. You take care. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. All right, and that's it. We are unfortunately out of time.
Yes.
It always goes by so quick. Jen, thank you so much for always coming in.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for having me, you guys.
I appreciate you so much. And look, anytime you want to come in, you just let me know. Just roll on in.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, which I know you will.
I totally will.
Before we head out, Michael Mattis, let the kind folks know where they can stalk you.
You kind folks can stalk me. You'll be disappointed, but you can stalk me on social media, MLMattis1 on the Twitter, and MLMattis on the Instagram. You can see pictures of what I'm eating and my dog. And that's my Instagram.
And where your money goes to.
And where my money goes to.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He needs Maria Menounos' podcast on iTunes for free. Right?
Great plug. I love you.
Okay, love it. Okay.
Jen Lilly, where can they find you?
At Jen, J-E-N, _ Lilly, L-I-L-L-E-Y.
And, of course, you guys can find us on Facebook and Instagram, Dish and Days, or on Twitter at _ Dish and Days. Or you can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony, or my website, loungingwithtony.com. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back next week for another full recap. Bye, y'all.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.